Last night, calls for freedom echoed through the Manus Island Detention Centre. Today, Iranian Kurdish journalist and detainee Behrouz Buchani says their protests will be silent.
Our slogan is that freedom, but tonight we want to talk with no words. We don't want to say anything anymore. Only we will come outside and be silent.
Those being held at the offshore processing centre are now able to travel into the nearby town of Loringal and can stay overnight in a nearby transit centre. But there are still restrictions on movement within the detention centre itself. The increased presence of asylum seekers is said to have created tension with the local population. Provincial Police Commander Senior Inspector David Yapu says that there have been some incidents between the asylum seekers and Loringal residents.
We had an incident last night about two refugees from Iraq National. After getting drunk, they went to a lodge in Loringal and demanded for food. And when they were refused food, they started to argue with them and they caused some damages to the properties at the lodge. An official complaint has been made to police at Loringal Police Station, and the two refugees have been arrested and now behind the bars.
Senior Inspector Yapu has called for the enforcement of a curfew for the asylum seekers to prevent more conflict.
It's not during the daytime, but it's after hours at night. And my problem is about their safety. You know, anything can happen to them. Anything can happen to them. So it would be wise and it would be proper. If it was after hours, they should be confined at the refugee transit center at Loringal.
While the transit center previously housed refugees that had been transferred from the main detention center, it no longer appears to have an evening curfew.
I see them moving in and out. You know, like nobody's business. It's at their own accord. And I raised it with the management plus the security company that providing security there. I said, at least we have some mechanism, a control mechanism in place, you know, just to control them. Especially after leaving the transit center and coming out. You know, anything can happen to them.
There have also been reports of a black market trade in cigarettes springing up in the markets, being used to buy everything from clothes to electronics, as well as marijuana and alcohol. Mr. Buchani says the asylum seekers are trading the cigarettes that they receive in the processing centre for basic amenities.
Some people can use the cigarettes for provide MP3 player, provide some T-shirts, some small thing, and this is necessary for our life. We want to live in this prison. We are here for a long time, for 3 years. And this is natural, I think. This is natural that some people use the cigarettes for buying something. For example, I need shoes. I need shoes, and they didn't give me shoes. How can I find the shoes for myself?
Senior Inspector David Yapu says that he has not yet had any complaints about the trade, but that it will be investigated.
I've assigned my men, do a bit of investigation about the trade, and just to confirm that there is a trade of cigarettes for marijuana or for homebrew, but there has not been confirmed yet. There has not been confirmed, but there are stories going around that there is a trade business between the asylum seekers and the local people.